It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, here we go. It's Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. And we are live. Yes, we're live on Easter Sunday. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Half the town's probably out to spring break. And listen, I don't blame you. That's okay. And the other half's at church. So if you're listening to Money Matters right now, maybe you're the only one listening. So good morning. Thank you for tuning in here on a Sunday morning. I think my kids were literally drunk on candy this morning. I came downstairs, and they get up really early on Easter Sunday, obviously, because of the Easter bunny. And when I walked downstairs, the paper, those little paper streamers that go into the basket, just strewn everywhere. And my two-year-old is sitting there clapping with chocolate all over his face. And he was just saying, I don't know what he was saying. He was just saying, candy! And Jake, my six-year-old, was sitting there feeding him candy, singing Christmas songs, for God's sakes. I'm like, dude, you got the wrong holiday, Jake. What are you doing? He was singing fa la 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 la. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wrong holiday. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. It's Sunday morning, and it is the start of spring break for so many. And Facebook lost about $100 billion over the last 2 months. That's my transition into talking about markets. So Facebook just absolutely... a lot of wealth destruction happening inside of technology. And I want to talk about that today because it's not just Facebook. We've seen these massive losses for Facebook. We've seen a full real correction for Amazon. We have seen and the biggest of all is Tesla. So there's a tech rout going on. And there's a lot to do with politics. And we talked about this earlier in the very beginning of the year, the end of 2017, early 2018, we talked about how tech would be targeted at some point because they're just so dominant. And politically, it was just a matter of time before something happened to tech. And that regulation can put a giant wet blanket on stocks, as we talked about with IBM. And I'll talk about that history. We may be starting to see the same thing that happened to the IBM company in the very late 1960s and then impacted their stock for most of the 1970s. So just a tremendous amount happening within technology and government and politics. Let's weave all that together as it impacts Wall Street, not to mention rising interest rates and how that impacts you as an income investor. If we have time, we'll talk about the rich ratio that I'm publishing in AJC on Tuesday morning in the living section. This Tuesday, again, you're going to be on spring break. I don't know if you'll see it. You can still go online to AJC.com, of course, and read about the rich ratio and how you could determine your rich ratio. So there's a lot to talk about today, not to mention, I don't know if we probably won't get to the retirement gray zone, but good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning, and sometimes even on Easter Sunday. We've had a lot of massive holidays fall on Sundays. And hey, listen, I'm right here by the studio. I might as well come in and do Money Matters. And it's something that me and my team, we love to do. I'm in my 10th year now with WSB doing Money Matters. And we obviously love doing it, or we wouldn't take up a half a Sunday every single week of the year. So good morning. The phone lines are open. Again, if there's anybody out there, 404-872-0750. I just opened the phone lines. 404-872-0750. If you're riding around town, headed to church, or maybe waiting in the parking lot before you go into church. Well, it's probably not that time right now. Yeah, maybe for a 9:30 service. Then I'm here, and we're happy to take it. Ryan Ely is here, and Ryan's happy to take your call, whatever it might be, if it has to do with... maybe you do own tech and you're worried about this massive tech rout that we have already seen and we might see more of, or it has to do with planning and you're thinking about retirement and your company's saying, look, hey, by May 1st, you got to go. and you've got to make some decisions on if it's time to be able to retire or not. So the phone line's open, 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio, or 1-800-WSB-TALK. So let's go and talk about Facebook. Lost, again, about $100 billion. If you look at the chart, about 2 months ago is when Facebook peaked. They've got about 2.9 billion shares. Back 2 months ago, share price about $193. That was a $560 billion market value. Today, the same 209 billion shares at $159 a share. So now the value is still a massive, massive company, $465 billion. But we're talking about almost $100 billion of value just wiped off the face of the planet. And the fall began February 1st. That's only been 2 months at $100 billion worth of value. Most of that loss, though, has come only in the last few weeks after the Cambridge Analytics data breach. Q1 is in the books, by the way. So the first quarter, 2018, finished down 2.5% for the Dow, over 1% for the S&P 500, and over 2% for the NASDAQ. This may be remembered as the quarter where nothing happened until everything happened all at once. We started the beginning of the year off to the races. The world was perfect. The economy was great. Tax cuts were about to kick in. Stocks just, nothing could stop stocks. And they went straight up for almost a month. And at one point we were up 8 or 9% on the year. And then the wheels came off. And the wheels came off almost completely. And here we are sitting now net negative on the year after being highly net positive to start out the year, and volatility is back. So it might be remembered, though, too, a slightly less headline-y story, and that's that interest rates started to climb higher. Something that we've talked about, that we thought should have already happened, but finally this quarter, we started the year at about a little less than 2.4% on the 10-year Treasury. Today, we sit at 2.75%. So we've actually started to see rates climb higher. We'll go right to the phones here. Sue joins us from Athens. Sue, good morning. What's going on? How can I help?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Sue. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, well, I'll give you one more. Let's do one more of these. So what's going on?
Okay, I have a 401k with a previous employer, and I want to move it back. I want to move it to Vanguard with my other accounts. And I know that the interest rates are going up, and that has an effect on the account. So, is it too late to really make that change or not?
Well, it depends, Sue. What is it invested in? Are they stock funds? Are they bond funds? Or what's inside of the 401k? How is it invested?
Probably some stocks and bonds.
Probably some stocks and some bonds.
I would say stocks and bonds.
Well, all right. Well, here's what is most impacted by that, Sue. It will be on the bond side. If you have a bond fund and it's an intermediate bond fund or an intermediate to long-term bond fund, and I would say probably the most common bond funds you'll see are intermediate. So they're not short-term. They're not long-term. They're in this intermediate range, call it 7 to 10-year bonds. And I would say that you've got to be careful there because that's the kind of bond that'll get impacted. It doesn't matter, Sue, where the money is. It doesn't matter if it's in your 401k. It doesn't matter if it's at Vanguard. It doesn't matter if it's Schwab, Fidelity. It matters what it's invested in. So it's never too late to go from one custodian to another. The custodian has no bearing on how those investments will react. Everything depends on the economic environment that we're in. And right now we see rates, as I had just mentioned, starting to climb higher. So you've got to be really careful from a stock perspective, Sue. We don't see stocks getting hurt by higher interest rates. And with one caveat here, until the 10-year treasury gets to about 4.5%. Today, we're still at under 3%. The stock market doesn't get really nervous or worried until the bond market is starting to compete to the tune of about 4.5%. When I say that, if you think about getting interest or getting some sort of steady interest level, interest rates are 2.5, 2.75, you still say, well, I could get that on a stock dividend yield and I've got plenty of upside. When treasury rates get to, let's call it 4.5% or 5%, then investors start to say, wait a minute, that's starting to be a material a rate, meaning that that can actually move the meter for 4.5%, 5%. That's when investors start to switch over to investing in bonds again, and bonds become arguably more attractive, and that's when stocks get hit. So you've got some time, Sue, to be able to, on the stock side of the equation, you need to be very careful on the bond side of the equation and make sure that you don't have a whole bunch of intermediate or long-term bonds, regardless of where you move those funds from a custodian perspective, meaning whether you move it to Vanguard or Schwab or Fidelity, that doesn't matter. The funds you have the money in, Sue, that's really what determines your performance. When Money Matters returns, we will go back into this tech route. We'll, of course, talk about what Donald Trump tweeted about Amazon and what that's done to the stock. But Amazon is not the worst in the group. There's two other big-name tech companies that have fared far worse over the last several weeks and several months. That, when Money Matters returns. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. George from Norcross. George, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. After 27 years working on a nights, I decided to retired last year in October. And I moved my money from 401k, about $360,000, to Fidelity with advisor. And it seems like not just I didn't make any money, but I lose it. I should still keep the money where I have them, or I should move it someplace else or try something else?
Got it. Really important question. What George is really saying here is that, so in the fall of 2017, the world was grand and the market kept going up, and you retired. So you hired someone from, let's call it Fidelity, and it could have been anywhere. Fidelity, Schwab, could have been Merrill Lynch, could have been Morgan Stanley, right? And you signed up with an advisor, and you probably went over your goals and figured out what your retirement goals were, and you had a plan in place, I'm sure, hopefully. And then you figured out a strategy of, okay, well, how are we going to manage this money? And then you got started basically at the beginning of the year, and it probably looked pretty good for the first couple of weeks. And then now, here we are in April, and you're starting to question, George, why you did it, because your account's probably lower today than where you started. Is that correct?
Yes, right. But I called them because it looks, how you say, you know, it looks pretty good. Actually, we make pretty good money. And I called them and I said, look, I'm happy that I'm making money, but if the market is going to drop, I'm saying 30%, what's going to happen?
And and then they didn't get out of the, so you were up for a little while and you stayed invested and now you're down.
Yeah.
All right. So this is important, George, because it's not, remember that the period of time that we're talking about here is only about 3 months, January, yeah, February, March. And just remember that 3 month period of time, even though it feels like a long time, it's 3 months, that's only a blink of time when it comes to investing. Right. It's a tiny, tiny bit of time. And really, you've got to take a look at the market. And if you think about it, we're net negative on the year for the S&P 500, the Dow's down, the NASDAQ's down. So if you look at stock-based indices, it's been a pretty bad quarter. It's been the first down quarter we've had in a very long time, with the S&P close to today about 8 or 9% off of its high. And you got invested kind of right near a high. So it feels as though things are wrong, and it feels as though you might need to make a change, but you've got to start really trying to put the time that you've got in perspective. You're going to be in retirement, George, God willing, for 20, 30 more years, and now we're talking about only 3 months. It has probably a lot less to do with the advisor or the strategy that you're using, and more with the realization, and I'll just remind you and remind everyone, that we're going to have these periods where you're down 3%, 5%, 10%. That's part of investing in equity-based markets. Now, if you're 100% in bonds, you wouldn't be seeing that, but I'm sure you've got some stock component to your longer-term strategy. And if that's the case, you just remember, as a reminder, you're going to have periods of time like this where it's not straight up like an escalator. It doesn't climb a steady 0.5% a month or 1% a month. It's going to be choppy and it's going to be frustrating. And that's part of investing. So just a reminder that, again, 3 months is just a blink in time. You're listening to Money Matters. It's Easter Sunday and we're live. So stay tuned. We'll continue to take your calls, 404-872-0750. When Money Matters returns, straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Okay, well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Sunday morning. Happens to be Easter Sunday. Not just any Sunday, but Easter Sunday. So good morning and welcome to Money Matters. Maybe you're just kind of beautiful day, by the way. Another beautiful, it's 55 degrees, a little chilly, warming up today. Gorgeous yesterday. Welcome to Atlanta. And thanks for tuning in. And we're talking a little bit about the world that we live in. And a world where technology is getting annihilated when it comes to stock prices. Now, we've talked for months. And by the way, phone lines open 404, and we'll go to the phones. Your calls and questions here on Money Matters, 404-872-0750. Maybe you're headed to spring break and you're starting to think, man, I've got some real things to think about. Because my company just told me by March, maybe it's May 1st, and they're telling you you've got to retire sooner than you thought, maybe a year, maybe it's a year early. And this, and the reason I'm saying this, this just happens all the time. For you and whoever it impacts, it is a somewhat life-changing event. It's a massive deal. It's a very big deal. And you've got to do some scrambling and some planning. But maybe you've already done 20 years of planning or 30 years and you're fine. And that those are the best case scenarios. And somebody has already mapped this thing out and a company comes to you and the whole thing happens 12 months before you thought it was going to happen, no big deal. But if you haven't done a whole lot of planning, it can be very heavy and it can be something that, hey, a whole year or 5 years early, you might not be ready for it. And we're happy to try to help walk you through some of those decisions as you plan for that change. And maybe it's as simple as an investment question. Hey, I have this stock or this fund or this ETF, and I want to know if I should keep holding it. Hey, I'm about to do this with my money and buy an annuity or a mutual fund or an ETF. Then we are happy to kind of just give you another opinion, a objective third opinion, and see if you're headed in the right direction, at least from what we think, and give you our thoughts. So many financial conversations are almost in need of a tiebreaker. It's maybe husband and wife, and they've talked about it. You both have really good points. So often, it just helps to talk something through. Even if it's a simple answer, it very often helps just to kind of have a conversation about it, talk it through, and then it just becomes crystal clear. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And that's part of what we try to do here on Money Matters, is answer your questions in an objective way to help set you on the right path, or hopefully a better path than you were potentially before. So phone lines open. Good morning. 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. What we have been talking about is this tech route to some extent. So we know that we had a great start to the year, that all the major averages actually now net negative for 2018. The Dow is down 2.5%. The S&P 500 is down 1%. NASDAQ is down 2% after being up pretty significantly. And remember Bitcoin? Do you remember Bitcoin? How big of a deal that was? Bitcoin is down 64% since mid-December. 64% since mid-December. December. I remember it being kind of the topic of conversation. I think it got voted as number one dinner conversation over Thanksgiving dinner. Meaning, and Coinbase, the account where I believe that's where I have an account that holds a little bit of Bitcoin. Remember I bought, I think it was $10 worth of Bitcoin. It went to $30. Well, it's probably back to 15 bucks now. But I remember the site getting so... it was so popular. There was such a rush to go open a Bitcoin account that these accounts actually crashed and the servers crashed. And then we started talking about it here on the show, warning you that it's probably whenever you see a parabolic shift upwards in an asset, it never lasts. And you end up with a scenario exactly what we've seen. You see this ski slope straight higher, and then you typically see a calamity. And I would say that sounds like a calamity to me, at least for all those folks who bought Bitcoin 64% ago. Now, we've talked, speaking of Bitcoin and technology, we've talked for months about tech getting into or finding its way into, let's call it political crosshairs. And we talked about how Amazon would likely be a target pursued because of their monopolistic threat. And it's really, if you read the definition of monopoly, Amazon doesn't quite fit because it's not as though it's colluding and making prices higher for everyone for their own advantage. I mean, they've done in some regards, a wonderful thing for the economy as they've lowered prices and they've sped up delivery and access and provided a retail channel for so many other, let's call it maybe tiny, tiny retailers. But what they've done is that in another way, and this is when I think the conversation starts to shift, they've done their own damage. And they've done so much damage by putting so many other companies in peril because of the business that they run. I mean, they've put retail businesses out of business everywhere. I mean, look what just happened to Toys R Us. Chapter 11 done. They're out of business completely. Now, so that we've seen this happen over and over and over again. And it's the Amazon effect. I mean, you see the minute Amazon says they're going into any business, hey, we're going into pharmacy business. Boom, CVS, every pharmacy company down 5% that day. Hey, Amazon, if they said they're going into the tire business, tire companies would be down 10% in a day. So they spark fear, put fear into any industry that they are set out to conquer. And we've just heard this week, again, from President Trump. And Trump has been blasting Amazon for a little while, but just did it again this week. So there was a tweet. And part of that tweet, Trump is saying that, look, Amazon's been using our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the U.S. and putting many thousands of retailers out of business. So, again, Macy's, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble, no brick and mortar or e-retail company has escaped the market disintegrating power that they wield. Last year, the company sold 6 times as much online as Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Nordstrom, Home Depot, Macy's, Kohl's, and Costco did combined. And now they're in the food business. So last year they went in and they bought Whole Foods. Now groceries officially in their crosshairs, or that business is. They're getting into financial services. They're getting into the pharmaceutical business. So they're disrupting transportation. I mean, it's everywhere. If you go back in the history of protecting public interest and trying to control, let's call it disproportionate economic power, the Sherman Act, let's go back to just a little quick history of 1890, and the Clayton Act in 1914, and the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914, all restrict monopolies. And monopolies are unfair, and not just monopolies, but unfair M&A, mergers and acquisitions, and other collusive practices. Today, that's what the public is looking at here. The public is digesting, trying to figure out how much power is concentrated inside Amazon. and what the competition or what sort of competition is getting stifled because of their power. All of this has started to come into the forefront. And we've always said that when that happens, that can have a dramatic impact on stocks and stock prices. Take a look at what's already happened this past week. TechRoute, 30% down for Tesla, which we'll get to in a minute. Down 20% for Facebook. Down 10% so far for Amazon. And all in the same time period, the S&P 500, we've got to kind of compare and contrast to what the general market has done, is down about 8%. So Amazon's down a little more than the overall market. And that's actually not overly rare. But it might just be the start. Facebook down about 20%. It's not quite there from its high, but at one point last week it was down 20% from its high, and Tesla down about 30%. Now, Tesla, another story here. Tesla has based their future on automated vehicles. And I love their cars, by the way. I love Tesla vehicles. But I think they, as a company, and really the whole industry, is way too optimistic about the future of all these autonomous vehicles. We've talked about that here on the show. And again, we just had an accident in Arizona where an autonomous vehicle ran over a woman without even a smidgen of putting on the brakes. If you watch the video, it was just straight through, no reaction whatsoever. So the future now of these autonomous vehicles, a driver that can be eating a sandwich, reading the newspaper, that's in question. So the future here is clouded as well. Tesla down 30% from its highs. Not to mention some of their bonds are getting downgraded. They just had a tranche of bonds worth almost $2 billion. So they borrowed just a tremendous amount of money. Not only have they've been able to access funds through equity raises, they've also issued debt. And that debt is beginning to come into question. Their bonds got downgraded to CAA1, which basically means junk. You've got bonds rated in the C range from A all the way down to B, down to C. You're talking about junk bonds here. And this is the tranche now worth almost $2 billion. So we've got some real issues with these big technology companies that have seemed untouchable for so many years. Now they're starting to see some cracks in the armor. Now, let's go to Facebook. The point is that this intense public and regulatory pressure, that's building up on Facebook now. And Facebook is one of these scenarios where they have gotten so monopolistic that they've almost taken over the entire internet. And you've almost had to play ball with every business in America, has to play ball with Facebook, has to be on Facebook, has to have an online media presence, has to have a social media presence. And then Facebook now can dictate what you've got to pay them to play ball. So we've got another company that's gotten so massive and so dominant with so few other ways or areas to go to, that you kind of get this winner. And this is part of the nature of technology. And that's why as we evolve as a nation and an economy, when you get a winner-take-all scenario, you get somewhat monopolistic tendencies. And look at what happens with smartphones. You only need one or two great smartphones and then everybody else can go out of business. Well, you get one great platform like Facebook and nobody else can even compete. And that's what you're starting, and the pressure has been building up on this. So I think what we're going to see here, and I talked about this at the beginning of the year, tech gets targeted. It was number 6 on our list of 8 market trends for 2018. And I'm going to talk about, when we return from a quick news weather traffic, I want to talk about what happened to IBM stock through the 1970s and through the early 1981, what happened to their stock when they came under this great regulatory pressure as well. So we've got to take a look at history to see what could potentially be facing these big technology names today. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I am your host, Wes Moss. Find me and the Money Matters team at wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. There's a contact button in the upper right-hand corner. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. It's Easter Sunday. Stay tuned. Quick news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. It's Easter Sunday. And we go back to, we need to talk about IBM here. I do want to go to the phones here, but I promise we talk about what happened and in relation to tech. We're talking about big technology companies that effectively have seeming monopolies. They're a little different than the traditional definition because they're not, on the surface, they're helping consumers. And that was not one of the original intents of the Sherman Act of 1890 and the Clayton Act of the federal of 1914. But at some point, I think that these big companies like Amazon and Facebook are tipping over into kind of a new, let's call it the monopolistic virus has mutated. And they pose new threats because they are, as an entity, they've just hurt so many other organizations. Right or wrong, you can make a case politically that this is not good. For everyone that they have helped with cheaper delivery in a given day, they've hurt an awful lot of folks too. And here's what happened in the late 1960s. If you go back and look at what happened to IBM, very similar. From 1970 through 1981, it was very Amazon-like in its domination. And the company was caught up in an antitrust skirmish with the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice basically said, look, this company has monopolistic tendencies. And for over a decade, IBM had to fight against that. So the battle that they had with the DOJ, the company's stock price declined go back and look at a chart, from $18 down to $14 over a 12-year period. And this is for a company that had over domination. So they got into a fight, a dog fight with the government. When the suits were finally settled or dropped, IBM's mainframe market share, mainframe computing, had declined, not tremendously, but from 70% down to 62% of the industry. And over that same period of time that IBM's stock price went down, again, $18 to $14 over a 12-year period, the S&P 500 was up 122%. Again, S&P 500 up 122% over the same period of time when IBM was actually net negative because of government regulation, government scrutiny, the DOJ. Remember that next time you hear Mark Zuckerberg say, hey, maybe we should be regulated. It's very much what he just said this past week or so. Good morning. You're listening to Money Matters. When Money Matters return, we will take your calls, your questions. Stay tuned.